What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Friday. You guys, I am so excited. This is, first of all, like the best day of my life. We are celebrating the end of the week. It's Friday, and I am here doing a solo, very Oprah Winfrey of me, talking to two of the most important people in mine and Jackie's life right now. It's Janin. It's, or Shosh. How do you prefer to be?
I like Janin. She likes Shosh.
I like Janin. I do. Yeah. It just works. Yeah. Okay, you guys are here in studio. First of all, thank you so much for being here. Like, this is just, we've been nonstop talking about you guys for like the last month. This is my first go around on the Love Island journey, and you guys really made it so worthwhile. So thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you so much for having us.
Honestly, we're huge fans.
This has been like a crazy month for you guys, obviously, and I actually, like, so many people in my DMs, I don't know how everyone knows anything, they did spoil for me like the night before you guys left that you were leaving, and I just, like, that was the most wild turn of events. First of all, how are you doing? Like, how's your family? I'm real, like, that's such a hard thing to go through.
Yeah, it's been a lot, obviously, the last couple weeks, you know, just with everything coming off the show, and then especially what had happened and why we had to leave. You know, under the circumstances, my family's holding up okay. Obviously, you know, when you transition out of a show like this, you have everything that's going on with that. And then, you know, I also have, you know, the traumatic loss of my sister and the same exact equation right there. So it's been like happy and sad at the same time. And it's kind of hard to balance those emotions.
Right. It's like an unbelievable high and like an earth shattering low.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like one of the worst things you can go through. And then one of the best things you can go through together at the same time. So I think under the circumstances, we're holding up, though.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think a lot of people were really moved by the fact that you left with Josh, just because, you know, you guys were really strong on the show. But, you know, the show is a show. Everyone's thinks, like, you know, what's actually going on. So can you talk a little bit about, like, how and when and why you made that decision to go with him?
Yeah, it really wasn't even, like, a second thought. Josh got the terrible news and said, you know, I need Shannon here with me right now. They pulled me. Josh explained what happened. And his family was nice enough to say, you know, if Shannon's comfortable, we would love for her to fly back with you.
That's so nice.
So I was just glad that it was an option for me, because I've never met his family. You know, we don't know how we're portrayed on the outside.
Right.
I have no idea what was aired and what was not. So the fact that they let me go and fly back with Josh was huge for me. I was not going to stay in that villa.
No.
I was going to come right back with Josh. Like, right. Me and Josh had already talked, like, before, saying, like, if I were to go home or he were to go home, like, we were going to leave together.
Of course.
Because we found what we were looking for at that point. And obviously, I just wanted to be there for Josh. It's such a hard time. Like, something like that, I couldn't even imagine going through. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to be there with him and help him through it.
And I'm just, like, we were all so glad. Like, it was such a, we feel so invested watching the show. And you're like, oh my God, what? And it's such a crazy feeling to watch a reality show that's happening in real time.
Right.
Because we're used to watching reality shows where, like, all this shit happened 8 months ago. So you just feel even more invested in the journey. And I think for a lot of people who were very invested in your relationship, we all felt, you know, at peace knowing that you were going to be there for Josh. It was just, it was really, it was very moving.
Thank you. Yeah, it wasn't even a second thought.
Yeah, like she's been amazing throughout the whole thing. Like, obviously, she came back with me. She didn't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then she probably met a million people, like extended family, friends, people that we don't even know. And she's just been absolutely amazing throughout the entire thing. So she's been my rock the last couple of weeks for sure.
Oh, my God. Oh, so you guys are still together.
If you didn't, if you didn't know.
I have a question. I have so many questions for you guys. One about the show and like the drama, but also about the logistics. Because you guys are actively posting on social media, but it's not you guys, even though you have phones. The phones are for the island, and is someone back home running your Instagrams?
Yes. Yeah. So I definitely want to start here. Yeah. So my friend, I have to give her a shout out, Alex Kelleher. She was running my Instagram back home, one of my good friends. She is a huge toaster. Like, she's the one who is literally crying that we were going to get on the show.
Oh my God, you should have brought her.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. Yeah. So she would hate me if I didn't give her a shout out. So
no, Alex Kelleher
was running my Instagram. Thanks, Alex. Huge toaster. She's awesome. So, yeah.
So you did you choose people or the show chose? How does that work?
No, I chose. She actually does social media for like her job.
Right.
So, and we're all good friends. I was like, hey, do you mind like running my socials while I'm gone? She like took it. She wanted to do it. She was like, I don't even want money, nothing like that. So,
do you have to have someone running your social or you could choose not to post?
Yeah. I think Jeremy and Corey. Oh,
Jeremy's Instagram. Have you seen it?
does he lift? I don't know.
It's literally only shirtless mirror pictures. It's so weird.
Jeremy.
Now that he's like a public figure, somebody has to help him.
Yeah. Oh my God. Somebody should have been running his Instagram.
100%.
I just had my sister run mine.
Yeah,
I paid her for it because she's also in social media.
You just said something really interesting when you were saying how like you didn't know how Josh's family, like what they saw.
Right.
So when you're in the villa, obviously you're there to have fun. You're really there to connect. But are you like worried all the time about like how you're coming off? Like, did you have anxiety about that?
I had anxiety the entire time.
You did
right.
More than me.
I feel like you're just sober all the time, but you black out. Like, I literally would black out during the challenges. I would black out during any recoupling ceremony. Like, I don't even remember what I said. But we just know going into it that they're, you know, production is gonna cut and edit any way that they want.
Mm-hmm.
So you're there for, you know, a month now. We were there. Obviously, something's gonna come up,
of course,
that one bad thing or that one day where you're really tired. Like, we don't get any sleep in the villa.
Yeah.
So that's obviously gonna be with the air because it's dramatic and it makes TV.
Right. I don't think I was like anxious or nervous while we were in there, but then once we came out and then we started watching like the first two episodes, and I was like, that didn't happen like that.
Right.
So it was giving me anxiety like that because I didn't know. When you're in there, I'm just like, oh, I'm just gonna be me, go with the flow. But like when you actually see how it's all mashed together, it's like, for the most part, it's all there. But you know, like we know what goes on behind the scenes and like the conversations that we have and other people have. So it's kind of interesting to see how it shakes out like that.
Yeah. So it's funny.
Yeah. At what point after you left the villa, after you got your phones back, like, did you guys realize like you were really like the winners? Like, I'm very deep on Love Island Reddit. Like, I'm very invested in this whole journey. You guys were winning until you had to go home.
Right.
We had no idea.
At what point did you know, like, oh, people loved us? Like, we were a fan favorite.
Well, we kind of assumed once we had a couple, like, America votes and we weren't in the bottom.
Right.
We didn't know if we were the top, but we were just like, okay, America likes us a little bit. And then we didn't realize what it was until we came out.
Right.
And we got all the support. It has been absolutely amazing. The outpour. People we don't even know. It's been crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't know it was like that until we got out. So it was pretty cool to see.
Yeah. I just like how the support's from literally all around the world. Like India, you name it. Like people in our DMs commenting, like love from Canada and all these different places. It's just, it's amazing that people actually like who we are as like authentic people. Like we went on the show saying, well, we're just going to leave it all out on the table.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it. Like, this is how we are. You can't just go on a TV show and pretend like you're somebody that you're not. It's reality.
No. I think that's why we got along, honestly.
Yeah.
We were just, like, being ourselves, like, not really caring, not trying to fake nothing.
Now, in the beginning, when you had to do that step forward thing, like, was that as awkward as it felt for us? Like, it was so painful, like, when nobody stepped forward for, like, half the guys. Like, I really, like, if that was me, I would have left. Like, I would have been so offended.
Well, I was crapping my pants because I had watched the previous seasons, and once I found out I was going to be the first one out there, I knew that no one steps forward for the first person. I was like, oh, I'm going to be embarrassed on national television. First day, here we go. And then I walked out, and I literally couldn't stop looking at Shannon. And luckily, three girls stepped forward, and she stepped forward. So
who else stepped forward?
Kira and Trina.
Damn, that's so crazy. Man, I have so many thoughts. Okay, we're going to get into all them, but I need to stick to my questions because I'm going to forget. Okay, when you guys left the show, did you watch the episodes? Obviously, you were busy, but did you keep up at all?
We honestly haven't even really dove into a lot of the episodes. We watched the first couple. Obviously, after, you know, a week went by, we had a lot going on.
We watched The Hideaway.
Yeah.
Your Hideaway?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it.
We had to.
Yeah, I heard a lot of feedback from The Hideaway. And
from
I
us?
I thought this was a CBS show. I didn't know what Paramount Plus was, baby.
Oh, is there more on Paramount Plus?
I did not know what Paramount Plus was.
Gotta check it out.
Not.
Everyone, check it out.
Or not.
Or don't.
Okay, so you guys didn't really keep up, but there was a lot of... Once you guys left and Cash and Cinco left, I do feel like for me, like, the show was over. But we were left with, like, these couples. And I just have so many thoughts on all of them. And I would love to hear your guys' thoughts on the people who eventually won, which is Olivia and Corey. Like, we very much here at The Morning Toast, like, take the stand. We agree with the whole narrative that, like, Olivia's an actress. And, like, not for 1 second does she like Corey. And Corey's so in love with her. And it's so sad. And he should have taken the money for himself. What do you guys think?
That's a mouthful right there. Yeah. I don't know. I can speak on our behalf and say that, you know, Corey and Olivia were two of our good friends in there. And, like, what you see on TV is literally them off camera. Okay. So from our perspective, I think they genuinely do like each other.
Okay.
And obviously that's from being inside and talking to them and hanging out with them and living with them. But I do think that it wasn't fake. I think some of the best relationships do start as friendships, and they were kind of there. They were always good friends, but yeah, they never had like a romantic relationship. And I think that as guys started coming in, or especially Casa, I think is where Olivia yeah realized, and you can speak more about that, where like Corey was it for her.
Okay. Yeah. Like, she was talking about him at Casa more.
Yeah. Because Casa more, we basically were saying like, okay, Olivia, like, this is your time to shine. She was like, guys, like, I think I really like Corey. And we were like, what are you talking about?
It's so random.
Your friend, Corey, like, but the best relationships start out as friendships. And that's what we were saying. And like, even like, I FaceTimed Olivia yesterday and she was like, she's into Corey. Okay. She said it to me on the FaceTime. She was like, so into Corey. There was like, I guess, I don't know if I could spill a little bit.
Do it.
Of tea. Okay. I guess there was like a girl that was like back at home watching Corey's dog. So I guess
not,
she's just
dog,
a friend. I'm not
Stop.
Sure.
I mean, she oh had God, the keys,
tea.
So.
The
she got the keys.
I'm dying. I'm dying. No, I'm telling you, there's something not right there. I just, we
Liv
know it. The
really
fans
likes,
know it.
She really likes Corey.
Okay.
I don't know if that's her type outside of the villa.
Mm-hmm. She didn't describe it like that.
But,
okay. Well, I have another question for you guys. Since so many of us were just like really up in arms towards the end, we're like, why are we watching this? Like, bring back Janin. Hashtag, where is Janin? Did production ever reach back out to you about like coming back? Like, cause you would have won.
Yeah, no, they honestly didn't. We were in contact with them, all the executive producers, everybody involved with the show. They kept reaching out to me to make sure I was okay.
That's really
the
nice.
The support from the show has been amazing.
They sent like flowers. Like,
yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah. Yep, multiple different people sent flowers from the production, and it was just unbelievable. They never once asked if we could come back, but they were just making sure we were okay, we got back okay.
Okay.
You know, if we need anything, they were awesome in that sense. But no, they never asked if we wanted to go back on the show. I think it's like kind of a fine line right there to
yeah
ask.
Yeah,
you know?
And I don't know if that was in our contract. Like, if you leave the villa, if
right
that, there is so much.
I don't know.
Also,
I didn't,
with COVID,
really
I'm sure it would have just been too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, like, the status with Josh, they weren't probably like, hey, can we actually
right
get
they
you
want
back
to be
here?
Rude, like.
Right. And there was only
so
there,
we get that.
There was only like 10 or 11 days left of filming.
Right.
So it was close to the end. So it's like, by the time, you know, me and my family got together, we were mourning, we had my sister's wake, and then if we really did want to go back, there'd only be like two, three days left of filming. So it didn't really
right
make any sense.
Right. Yeah. And it's a lot of traveling too. Yeah.
Torture, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's dive into another controversial hot topic. And that's the Will and Kira of it all. Because aside from you guys, they were like the longest lasting couple. But there's just been so much weirdness. And the reason why I asked you if you had watched the show afterwards was because he had like a similar confrontation with Trina that he did with you. Obviously, it wasn't as like dramatic, but honestly, I was so supporting you. I was like, everyone's like, Shannon took it too far. I'm like, she didn't take it far enough. Like, I have so many questions about Will
that
and Kira, but I was wondering if you had any thoughts on the conversation where he had with Trina, where he called her manipulative just because she was expressing concerns to Kira.
So we did not watch, but we did see clips, and then Trina actually talked to me about that. So she did fill me in a little bit, like, kind of like, all right, yeah, with the Will thing, like, he called me manipulative, and I was like, wait, what? What are you talking
yeah
about? Clearly, I did not watch that episode. We're still catching up.
Right.
But I think that, you know, like I said, people's true colors really do come out. You can only put on a fake happy face for so long. And then if your true colors do come out, and then it's like, okay, well, maybe that was just like a one-time thing. Maybe
right
they're, you know, you always give them the benefit of the doubt. And then when it keeps happening, it's like, okay, that's actually who
that's
you are
fair
on the outside.
Yeah.
Right.
You cannot hide it on camera as much as you try to.
So when me and Jackie were recapping the show, it was very clear that there was something about Will that made people not trust him.
Yeah.
And it was this kind of thing we couldn't put our fingers on. And I'm wondering if you guys can explain, like, why did so many people have reservations about Will? What was he doing or saying that made you kind of wary of him?
From a guy's perspective, and I think some of the girls had said this to me, was like, I mean, even from day one when we had a conversation about him, I mean, he was one of my good friends in there, but also there was something, and I think I said it on camera, I was like, there's something I don't trust about him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's true or not, but he would just sort of look at every girl and, you know, kind of talk to every girl like they were his girl.
Yeah.
And I think that's what rubbed some of them the wrong way, was like, obviously, I was friends with all the girls, but I wouldn't treat all the girls how I would treat Shannon. That's 100%. Just not,
yeah, appropriate.
Know, right at all. So I think he would sort of, you know, lead some girls on and flirt with some girls. And that's just from their perspective telling me. But I think maybe that's why.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just feel like I'm a very, like, powerful, strong woman. Mm-hmm. Like, I come off very, tell it how it is. And you can tell that, like, some men do not like that. Mm-hmm. They don't want that in their life. They want somebody that's a little more submissive, or, like, mm-hmm. they're just different. And I think I kind of saw that in Will and got so frustrated, because Kira is one of my good friends and she is such a strong woman, but, like, she needs, like, a strong man to bring that yeah. out of her, not, like, kind of. And I don't want to say that because we're really good friends with Will and Kira yeah. now that the show's, like, over and everything, and that was obviously just with the drama, but yeah.
Did your fight with Will hurt your relationship with Kira at all?
Yeah, it did. There was some things that Will said to me off camera that, like, were what? Not allowed to be aired.
No way.
Yeah, and I'm yeah. not allowed to talk about them.
Wow, the
but
tea.
It did involve, you know, HR, and it just was
not HR.
Yeah. So
where is HR in the villa? Are they in a different house?
They're just called in, I think. Got it. I'm not even sure.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But that's why it looked like I was like, stop talking to me, stop talking to me.
Right, right, right.
Because of the things that he said that they weren't allowed to air made me look like I completely popped off.
Right.
Which, watching the episode back, I was like, okay, so I'm the crazy bitch.
I didn't, like, even think he popped off so hard. I'm like, you should have went harder. Like, he needed to hear that. He was just, like, coasting around, doing whatever the fuck he wanted.
Yeah.
Acting like a dick. And somebody had yeah. to put him in his place, and Janin was the one to do
we
it.
We were joking around the entire show saying, oh, it's Will Island, it's not Love Island. Like, because no, he would just do or say whatever he wanted.
That's how he would, like, treat it. And it's like, no, sit down.
Yeah.
Like, it's your world, we're just here. Living in it.
But they're still together, correct?
Yeah.
Have they watched the episodes?
I don't know. No.
They haven't.
Do you guys feel weird, like, watching the episodes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? I don't even watch my own podcast.
We figured yeah. we wanted to watch them together, especially the tough, like, the moments.
The beginning, yeah.
Yeah.
But after a while, you guys were just coasting and, like, being funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, those episodes are fun to watch.
Yeah, yeah. No, for sure.
And the other thing about Will and Kira is this, obviously everyone's wondering about this conspiracy theory that they knew each other before the show. I've heard on the Instagram Lives, Amy and Wes, who are so bitter, and I'm with them. Like, they should have been there. They were a great couple. They're obviously very bitter that they got sent home, and they're just, like, saying that, you know, Kira knew where the house was. She knew who everyone was. Like, she got the 411 on everything. And I don't know if I believed it, but then in the final episode, I don't know if you guys caught this, they were just talking about how this journey's been so crazy and, like, how wild it is that they live 15 minutes from each other, but they never knew each other, which is just, like, you live 15. Like, it's just a little too coincidental.
Yeah.
So what LA. Do you guys know?
I don't even know if we know for sure.
And we didn't have access to our phones, we didn't even know that was a rumor going around inside the villa. So until after.
Right.
Because
until,
it's not like, hey, did you guys know each other? Somebody said that on the outside.
Yeah.
We have no idea what y'all are saying about us while we're in there.
Wasn't it, like, Leslie's grandmother
yes.
that
yeah, when I Leslie heard that, I heard
when
that.
She came into the show and, like, you guys were at Casa, she had mentioned it to us and we were like, wait, what? She's like, yeah, my grandmother did some digging and
yeah,
they liked each other's hilarious. Pictures from, like, months ago.
That was yeah. on, like, Reddit and, like, these yeah. blogs. And I guess Grandma Leslie read the blogs, told Leslie. Leslie came in with the info. But there's no way of knowing if those rumors are true.
Exactly.
I mean, I could see them knowing each other.
Totally.
I can see that, too.
We haven't talked to them about it.
Also, you know how, like, when you follow people and, like, you just like their pictures, but you don't actually know who they are?
Yeah, but how are they following each other?
Just from social media. I don't know. That happens, I feel
that's
like a lot.
Way too ironic.
It's too much.
I agree with you, but it could happen. I don't know.
It could,
I'll
of
give
course.
Him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, like the Pope accidentally liked one of that girl, the porn star's Instagram.
No.
Yeah, complete accident. Right?
Complete accident, yeah. Right. Okay, who are you guys closest with from the villa in terms of friendship?
I would say Cash, for sure, for me. We just have, like, the same kind of personality vibe where, like, we bounce off of each other. And, like, we brought things into the villa, like our singing and...
The singing.
Yes. Everything that we do with our friends back at home, I was like, wait, I do that. And she was like, no, I do that. And I was like, well,
completely.
We do that.
Well, the thing is, like, what I loved about the show when I was first like starting it was like, of course it's fun, the drama, but like there really isn't that much drama. It's just fun to see female friendship, and you guys are like so funny singing and dancing, and it was like the best part. And then when you left, there was like such a hole. And then right after Cash left, and I was like, oh, this is not gonna cut it. Like all of the personality, the singing, the dancing, you guys were being so funny. That magic was gone, and it was really hard to watch after you guys left. Not to like blow so much smoke up your ass, but I am telling the truth. I'm telling the truth.
I really appreciate hearing that.
And what do you guys think about Cash and Cinco? Like,
I like it.
They're love, like together, right?
Love
in real
them.
Life.
Me too. Love obsessed. Them. Yes, they are together. We're gonna see them right after this.
Yeah,
because they
I
are
think,
here.
I think Cinco coming. Was just—he was just confused. Like it was always Cash.
Yeah.
I think it was just his judgment was a little clouded.
And we didn't both know that kept at Casa. Making like the wrong decisions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like sad. Wrong place. But. Right person, wrong place, wrong time.
At least they figured it out, though.
So, let's really quickly talk about the Jenny of it all, because that was like a really painful couple episodes that she appeared in. and it was just so weird because you knew her. And I'm just going to assume that you guys are still not on good terms, if from what I've seen on social media.
We are not.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah, I hate talking about Jenny because it just gives her more clout.
Moving
every
on.
Time.
People like people like Leslie and, you know, Genevieve, they came out of the show and were just like really vocal about how like they got bad edits. Like, oh, you didn't see this and you didn't see that. You didn't get to see my personality. I love philanthropy. Like they just were very
like,
open.
Yeah, we all didn't get good edits. What are you talking about?
So my question for you is like, what are your thoughts overall on how you were quote unquote edited?
I think that, you know, early on. And, you know, they can take bits and pieces of whatever. Like, we sometimes had 30, 40-minute conversations, and they can only have an hour of filming. You have 24 hours of filming all day.
Yeah.
So I get it, you know? But I think that no matter who you are, like Shannon said before, your true colors are going to show. If you're just you the entire time, they can't edit you a certain way because you're not letting them.
Yeah.
So, like,
you
after
kinda
a while.
Came off like a douchebag, like, the whole
kind
Amy
of, but not
thing,
really.
Yeah.
The lifeguard challenge, like, yeah. that never really
so, like,
happened.
Oh, that was really fucked up. That was really fucked up. Thank you for bringing that up. I was so upset at you.
Of course you had to bring that
did
up.
Did it
well,
actually happen?
We so mad at him. We saw all these fans. Yeah, it did actually happen, but that's, it was
so
all
fucking
planned.
Uncool, Josh. Like,
no, it wasn't him. It was There's, planned.
There was, okay. There was a lot that I can't talk about, but
okay.
I'll just leave it at that.
I was so upset with you. Like, I was like, this is not.
Same.
You're Jewish, right? Goldberg?
Goldstein.
Goldstein,
yeah.
Same thing.
I'm half. I like to tell people
I'm
Jewish.
I'm like, this is not my Jewish king. There's no way he would do that to Shannon.
Oh, my God.
Very uncool.
No, I agree. I felt bad and I apologized to her afterwards.
But you know what?
There's a lot.
But there's
that you
a
guys
lot that goes on behind
know.
The scenes.
I'm sure.
That a lot of
I'm sure.
Know
I know what you're saying. Okay, now I want to quickly segue into a section that I'm calling logistics, because I have so many questions about logistically what it's like to live in a house on an island on a TV show. So just I'm gonna rattle them off and you let me know what it was like. Towards the end of the show, I really felt like a lot of people were getting sick of each other and like everyone was just like, I cannot wait to get the fuck out of here. Did you guys experience that at all? Fatigue? Villa fatigue?
Yes. You're just constantly drained, exhausted, sweaty.
Sweaty. Let's talk about that. Yeah. Did it rain every single day?
Every single
Pretty
day.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I think
Villa's
you
like the
locations.
Third rainiest city in the world, I think.
We had no idea.
What
it
part
mostly,
of Hawaii is it?
It Hilo.
Hilo.
The main island.
Hmm.
It mostly rained at night, though. The days weren't that bad. So
okay.
Like, you got sun. Then as soon as the sun goes down, it would just be like.
Every like recoupling ceremony.
Yeah. People thought it was fake water.
No, it was so annoying. Like, you could tell every time you guys were sitting on those yellow couches that you were moving in from the rain because that part was covered.
Yeah, and our hair and makeup. Like, hello. I
you
was
did
like,
your own.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Did that room have air conditioning?
Yeah.
Does the whole house have air conditioning?
No. Just the bedroom, the dressing rooms. That's it.
So is that why everyone's just like always sitting in the dressing room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our dressing room, because it was downstairs, it was
Yours
so
was
cold.
Yours was the coldest.
We
the
would literally just nap down there all the time because it was so cold.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The bedroom would be sweaty.
Oh, that was that's another great question. Sweaty in the bedroom?
Yeah. Sometimes the air didn't work in the bedroom and there's 15 people sleeping in there and we're all kissing each other and we're all like,
hot.
Is the AC going to work?
And how many days does it take you to get accustomed, like, I cannot sleep like around other people. Like, I'm very self-conscious of like myself.
Yeah.
How many days does it take for you to get comfortable, like just to actually fall asleep instead of like being awake the whole time, like hoping you don't like fart or something?
I think the first night nobody slept.
Right.
That's just because new environment, a lot of people. But I can like sleep anywhere. So like the second night I was completely fine. I slept like a baby.
You're so tired.
Yeah.
It does not matter what environment you're in or how many people or what they're doing around you. You're hitting the pillow. You're going to bed.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're drained.
What about the groceries? You guys were always making fabulous meals. Who was filling up the fridge?
That was production or Got people it. That work with the show. Like you would just ask for something and the next day
request.
It would be, yeah, a lot of people, like Amy was a chef, a lot of, like Giovanni would request a lot of foods. He would like to cook like spices and stuff like that. So they would just ask and, you know, obviously we're on an island, so sometimes it would take a couple of days, mm-hmm. but it'd pretty much be there.
I requested frozen pizzas. It didn't get them.
Oh, that sucks. So. That's exactly what I would have requested.
Yep, didn't get
them. And the whole kitchen's outside. There's no indoor kitchen?
No.
No.
That's kind of like sucks to like cook in the heat.
It was cool though. It was under shade. It really wasn't pretty. That hot.
Now let's talk about the daily schedule, because it seems like every day you guys got dressed, worked out, then got ready for the day. Was the working out mandatory? Was it like a mandatory Absolutely. Part of the day?
Answer that, Shannon.
I did not work out once.
But
I
worked everyone out, like, put on workout time. Clothes right in the morning.
They would say like bikinis are workout clothes. So like I would just put my workout clothes on and just not work out. Just
it looked everybody. So miserable. Yeah. Oh my God, all the working out. Oh, another good question logistically. We woke up and Leslie was gone. First of all, I don't know you guys if you saw the episode. They didn't say anything. They were just like, good morning, Leslie's gone. Moving on. And I'm like, wait, what? It was just so random because she was in the middle of a thing with Cinco. Like, we got no explanation. And of course, we found out later on, like, she was smoking pot or whatever. From your point of view, did you wake up and she was gone? Or you had to say bye, you knew what happened?
We knew. Yeah.
And she packed her things.
We didn't get to say goodbye at all, actually. Like, we were chilling.
We didn't get to say goodbye, but we knew it during the pizza challenge. Remember?
You did.
She was, like, crying all day long. It was, like, very... She wasn't crying all day long. She was very upset.
Uh-huh.
Something had happened, and we were all like, what is going on? Nobody knew. And then...
The guys didn't really know, so we were chilling on the yellow couches, and then production came out and was like, so, Leslie's gone. That's
we didn't
it.
Get to say goodbye, though.
What?
That's crazy.
We're like, is she going to get sent home? Is she not? Like, she's, like, in a bad mood all day. Like, what's going on?
And it was because she smoked pot. A vape. Yeah. Well, you don't have to say. She
cannot
already said
confirm
it.
Nor deny
Of course. And I read somewhere, maybe it was one of your guys' Q&As or someone's, that there were no clocks. Like, you never knew what time it was.
No clocks.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's like you're in a fake world.
I would start, like, looking at the sun. I was like, all right, it's 12. Yeah. Right. It might be 2 o'clock.
What time do you think you were going to bed and waking up?
I know we were filming till like 4 in the morning the one day, because the producers were like, go to bed. It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Because they
like,
can't go to bed until we go to bed.
And where are you filming? Like, you're just sitting outside?
Yeah, like, wherever. Whatever they need to air. Like, some of the conversations after a recoupling stuff like that. Like, the recoupling nights definitely take the longest.
Of course.
So, I mean, we don't know what time it was, but it could have been like 2, 3, 4 in the morning, something like that.
And you have to stay in your same hair, makeup, and outfit, whether you're wet, dry, have pizza sauce all over you. It does not matter. You will be in that outfit for 2 more hours after.
Well, speaking of the recoupling, Jackie actually pointed something out when I first started watching the show. She's like, it's going to bother you. And it bothered me so much. And it's that the show refers to you guys as girls and boys when you guys are grown men and women or even girls and guys. Like, they never say but guys. They only say boys.
I thought about that, too.
Yeah, we were.
And in your most recent episode, one of the last that you were on, you did refer to them as guys. And, like, it was a groundbreaking moment. And we're just really grateful for that. What the hell is that? Boys,
really,
how old are you, Josh?
I have no idea. What?
How old are you?
24.
You're not a boy,
no,
okay?
I'm a grown-ass man.
No, it's so stupid, and it bothers me so... It's so bothersome. Does it bother you?
It is a little weird. Like, I feel like we're little kids being babysat.
In school.
But that's what it kind of feels like when you're in the villa. Like, you're being babysat all the time.
Don't get me wrong. It was an unbelievable experience.
Of
course. It was awesome.
Not me shitting on the show.
No, I'm just a negative person. So that's why I'm only asking negative questions. But I have a few more.
Yeah.
Were there any actual physical, like, cameramen, or was all cameras, like, hidden in the house and stuff, or were people following you
around?
The
majority of the cameras, like the smaller ones, were just mounted everywhere. They had like 360, but there was like 4 or 5 like big cameras that you would have like your main conversations with.
Got it.
And that was man-made or manned
held,
by people. And it was like there's like a whole perimeter that they would have around the villa.
Is that just so weird? Like, the cameras everywhere, like,
you get used to it.
Like,
the shower
and stuff too.
There's one shower.
two shower heads, so two people. Well, the girls would just all go in there.
Well, that's not a big
time.
deal, but I saw like a scene with a couple guys in the shower and I was like, are they sharing a shower?
Jeremy would always like follow Josh in the shower.
No, he wouldn't.
Stop!
No, he would not.
By the way, I saw Jeremy and Florida hanging out, but like, what about Jeremy and Bailey? Because I voted for them. Actually, no, I voted for Charlie and Alana.
Bailey will be here this weekend too. We're all
is she
I'm pretty sure.
I liked her.
Are they still an item, him and her and Jeremy?
I actually do not know. I haven't asked.
We're going to find out right after this podcast.
Yeah, let me know, because they were, Florida and Jeremy were together. It was very confusing.
Yeah, she flew in last night to New York, I think.
And Jeremy's from here. So, like, Giovanni was there too, I think.
What do you have to say to the fact, you know, I'm not going to ask, you guys are getting in trouble. where does Ariel live? Does she stay in the villa?
She stays at the hotel.
In the hotel, yeah.
The whole time, or she goes back and forth?
She just pops. She just pops in, like when it's her time to shine.
Dream job,
right?
Yeah.
She has the best life. She does.
She's amazing, honestly.
Yeah. What was she like?
Stunning.
Yes. Stunning.
She's stunning.
Even more beautiful in person, which is hard to believe.
Oh my God! Yeah, she's awesome.
Like
and
when
she's
came
so funny.
Out in that cat costume.
Oh, okay. I go. I'm packing my bags and I'm leaving. If another blonde,
I was
comes
like
in.
Hand. I was like arm around Shannon, and when she came out, I was like.
Josh was like, yeah, sorry, babe.
Guys, that night was the best episode of TV I'd probably ever seen. First of all, everyone was just so in their element. Like Cinco and Cash were like really like just vibing, and like Olivia and Corey were finally like doing something. It was just the best episode. And then Ariel came, and like everyone was like, "Is that a girl?" It was just the best episode. And then that's the night literally everyone went home, and it was just like so. It was the arc for me. Like, after that, things started to get bad.
We have no idea when people are, like, going home or when there's a recoupling. They do not tell us.
We started to catch on. We were like, okay, as soon as we're having one night with, like, so much fun, people are going to die.
Have a
like,
when you get a party,
exactly. We're like, something's going to happen. So,
okay, my last question for you. I just wrote this. Oh, when you guys got back, how many text messages did you have on your phone?
I still haven't gone through all mine.
Really?
I have like 150 unread still. I'll get back to you guys, I promise.
4,000.
That's text
crazy.
Messages,
something like that.
Yeah.
So all in all, describe the experience. Obviously,
incredible.
You're glad you went.
Incredible. I mean, really, the producers are so there for you, like on the show. Like, they are like your family. You don't have your family and your real friends back at home. You cannot talk to anybody. You cannot talk to your mom if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard. So for them being there for us all the time, really, really, I don't know what I would do without, you know, if production wasn't there and helpful and like
or
kind.
You felt like they were trying like in a lot of shows, they really set you up. Like they're not your friend.
Right. Yeah. They could have totally turned against us and been like, do this or do like whatever. They were very also made sure that we were comfortable.
They were there
happy.
For us.
They were really there for us.
They realize obviously we're real people and like we do have like our own lives.
Yeah.
And we can't like control everything that we do. Obviously we're adults. So they were definitely there for us. They wanted to make sure we were okay, you know, mentally, physically, because it is a long, draining process.
Is there a therapist on?
There is.
Yes.
There has to be, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Did you guys get, you have to get STD tested before you go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many tests.
So many tests. Yeah. Background.
How did you guys get scouted for the show?
That's
Instagram.
A great question.
No way.
Yeah.
So love that.
Everybody got sought after for the show, and actually, you know, things do come full circle because my sister signed me up behind my back for the show. And
oh my
I
God,
was
no way.
And I was
Isn't
the only
crazy?
One.
Oh my God, I have chills.
Yeah, yes. It's crazy how this world works. Like I was the only one that actually applied to be on the show. And my
everybody
sister signed
was
me
literally
up.
Scouted.
Yeah. And you know, I got on, and you know, everything comes full circle, and I met you know Shannon. So
oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Oh my God, I love that. That's really sweet. Thank you for sharing
that. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for being here. America's just so obsessed. I'm so obsessed. You guys are so nice and fabulous and pretty in person. Like your eyes are so blue, and you are just like. So tan and stunning.
Thank you.
You guys just need to start posting more on Instagram. Like, I'm always checking your Instagrams. Like, you literally haven't posted in 3 days. What is that?
We post a lot on our stories.
Yeah, I know.
I came
from, like, 2,500 Instagram followers, so I'm still trying to, like,
get used
to
how many do you have now?
Like, 185,000.
What do you
I'm
have,
I'm still
Shannon?
Trying to get used to it.
250,000, I think.
Is that crazy?
It is wild.
Yeah.
It is wild. So, like, we have to, like, actually think about what we're posting now.
Yeah.
Not just, like,
I don't have content, really good content to post because the pictures, getting them off the phone from the villa is so time-consuming.
Do you still have the villa phone with you?
No.
You get it back when you leave.
I wish. No. There's so many great photos that of Josh and I that I really wanted to post my Instagram, and I don't have access to them.
Oh, that's so annoying. Were you not able to text them to yourself before you left?
I wish.
So those phones aren't connected to, like,
to
service,
anything.
Like anything. So it's only to take pictures and videos, and they change the time and all that stuff and the date.
They
on
do?
Your phone.
And
yeah,
the date.
And the
it
date.
Was like Halloween on his phone and like December on my phone.
Yeah.
And when you guys are now just like laying in bed and someone texts you, do you say, I got a text? Or you just say, hey, I got a text?
Oh, as soon as
we scream it.
As soon as as soon as I came home, there's probably like 100 people at my house and they made me, someone sent me a text. They
so
made
many
me say
people.
It in front of everybody.
Can you guys say it for me, please?
Three, two, one.
I got a text!
Yes, that's a great way to go into the weekend. Thank you guys so much for being here. Follow them on Instagram. They're going to start posting. Thank you guys for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast 5 stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. Wherever you listen to podcasts, find us The Morning Toast. Leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. And if you're still listening to this episode, leave a little palm tree on our Instagram in honor of Love Island. Have a great weekend, you guys. Don't drink and drive. Bye.
Please go check out the link in my bio for my sister. It's a great cause.
Oh, I'm sorry, wait, keep going, wait.
Yeah, it's a great cause.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so she did a lot of work for the community. She was a social worker, and you know, it helps the less fortunate find housing or find whatever. So please go hit up the link in my bio and donate to a great cause for my sister. So thank you guys.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. You guys, yes,
that's
have
the
Amaya's
house.
Yes, have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
We love y'all.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for having us.
See ya.